You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Glass House After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Glass House After Show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Bing is for doing, and we're doing another episode on AfterBuzz TV for the ABC's reality show, The Glass House, episode number 6. I'm your host, Bam Erickson, and
I'm Thaddeus Massey.
I'm Justin Walter.
And I am Daryl Kristen.
And so for you guys out there who are watching, you guys could be sure you can call in and give your thoughts on what we're recapping. You guys can call us at 424-256-1729. 1729. Or you guys could tweet us at AfterBuzz TV. So let's dive right into it. There was so much going on. This is a really great episode. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing is, who went home?
Our girl, Holly.
All just right. As we predicted.
Yeah, we knew it.
Holly versus Andrea.
Yeah. So were we surprised?
No.
Okay, so she went home. Any comments? Are you glad? Do you think she should have stayed or what?
I mean, I've said that I wanted her to stick around a little bit longer just because I wanted to look at her, but I also knew that, you know, she was going to go home. I mean, mm-hmm. we talked about it last week. She's made those comments. I'm the pretty girl. You know, I figured America was probably going to pull her card and be like, yeah, you're the pretty girl who's going to be at home being pretty.
Exactly. So I guess there weren't a lot of guys like you who just wanted to watch her because she's pretty?
Apparently not.
Okay. And then so we also got to see a lot of downtime. There was so much, it was more drama during mm-hmm. the downtime. That pretty much monopolized the hour of this show. Yeah. And so the kissing yes. contest.
I still don't know how
alcohol
to feel about
induced.
That.
Alcohol, exactly.
I feel like I need a shower still after that.
Yeah, that was a little raunchy.
Okay, so Erica and Joy wanted to have a kissing contest. Yes. And so they picked Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm. Out of all the people in the world.
Out of all the people in the world. But I think they probably picked him because he's gay and mm-hmm. they know there would be no feelings or attachments to it. And then the judges were Gene, Kevin, Mike, and Stephanie. And so, let's talk about Erica's kiss first.
It was pretty normal.
It was
normal kiss. What was her? She got awarded most authentic, or
authentic.
She got the authentic kiss award,
which
I would agree was a pretty simple kiss. Nothing like Joy's.
No, not at all.
So Joy, being that it's a contest, she decided to get on
she
the laugh,
it up.
And she
channeled her Playboy modeling days when she got on Jeffrey and basically did a little lap dance. And she
said she was who was she imagining? No. I'm sorry, Erica.
No, Erica was imagining Kevin
when she was kissing.
Yeah,
and so
that's
and
why
she
it was so real.
And, right, and then she did this one little thing with the head where she kind of like did something to the head or something.
Yeah,
she was grabbing him by the jowls.
Yeah, she said that when she went to reach the jaw or whatever, that she, you know, was imagining it would be more structured and it was a little softer than she had hoped.
Yeah. She looked like she kind of got into it, though, by the time she pulled herself away. It was wait a minute.
They both seemed...
Actually, both of them.
Both of them seemed like they were into it. And even Jeffrey, who said he hasn't kissed a girl in 14 years. He seemed like he was into it, but the funniest thing to me was watching the judges' reaction.
Yes, yeah.
All the reaction from the judges were.
Well, I mean, that kiss with Joy, it was like mad tongue on it. You know what I mean? Like, I was watching it like, whoa, I don't even know how to feel about this. Like I said, I felt like I needed to take a shower afterwards.
And I think Kevin said he was like, I can't stop watching. My eyes are glued, but I don't want to be watching.
Right.
You know, it was kind of that whole idea like, this is making good TV. Mm-hmm. It's entertaining, but it's also kind of like,
I got to give props to Jeffrey, though. He hung in there like a soldier. You know what I mean?
He was having fun.
He had a good time. And then Stephanie made the comment about Joy kissing like a stripper.
Yeah, like it was like a kiss after a lap dance.
She did not like that comment.
No. Yeah, she was kind of upset about that.
Yeah, she was upset about that, which, you know, she was pretty upset the whole... go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think the person who probably should be most upset about Joy's kiss is Gene, because Gene did not get a kiss like that. When he was making out with Joy.
No, that we saw anyway.
And you know, you can
Gene should be demanding that kiss.
But, I mean, I guess...
Somewhere.
I don't know. I thought it was quite odd that they decided to have a kissing contest. And I
think
don't know.
They're just bored out of their mind.
Alcohol, you don't have access to anything in the world. Mm-hmm. Of course, why not have a kissing contest?
No Facebook, no Twitter.
But what the fans do have access is to voting. So one of the things that they voted for was they wanted, is they did this thing for the high school personas.
Yes.
And so then everyone was... everyone had to go into character of what they, the viewers thought their high school persona was in. You wrote them down.
Yeah. Okay. So Erica was the drama queen.
Yeah.
Go figure. Jeffrey was the class clown. Mm-hmm. Gene was the class president.
Interesting.
Joy was the tease. Stephanie was the nerd. No surprise. Mike was the bully, and Kevin was the jock. Once again, no surprise.
They all were pretty on.
It was pretty much
on. It was on.
It's kind of, even when you look at the cast, those are the stereotypes of the people that were cast.
And, that's how they got casted.
And, you know, like, for example, if Holly weren't, she would have been like the cheerleader, you know, or that sort of thing. Everyone kind of, not sadly, but everyone kind of fits into a stereotypical role. And I thought it was funny watching them act upon those roles and kind of more accentuating those roles specifically. And, I think Erica did the best job in being the drama queen.
Right, because then now let's move forward to Erica's and Kevin's whole ordeal this week. It all stemmed from her going into the whole her persona of drama queen, and then it went into this whole thing with Kevin.
Well, I think she actually like turned off pretending to be drama queen and actually was a drama queen.
Yeah.
You know, when she crawled into bed saying that she only wanted 5 minutes of spooning with Kevin.
Right.
And...
which we know she wanted more.
she was already making out with Jeffrey, pretending it was Kevin.
Right.
She's
physically
attracted to Kevin, and she's hoping for a little bit more from their drunk makeout session that they had a few weeks ago. And Kevin immediately shut it down. He had to walk backwards.
Everybody's walking backwards.
That was part of their...
America voted that everyone should walk backwards. Right. So all this was going down while everyone was walking backwards, which was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But he went to Stephanie and said, get her out of there. Get her out of my bed, you know? But while he did that, Mike was in there being like, get a hint. He walked out of here when you were in here. He doesn't want you in your bed, you know, in his bed. So...
Erica,
where did that go?
Erica's crying, walking backwards. That was my favorite part of the entire episode.
She's so walking backwards.
How embarrassing.
And then she feels humiliated to know that she couldn't get her little spooning.
I mean, who would not feel humiliated putting themselves out there on national television like that and then getting blatantly rejected? Not even from just spooning. Spooning can be innocent, but often leads to a little bit more, which she was probably hoping for.
I'm sure she wanted more.
Probably hoping for. Yeah. But she was completely rejected. I kind of felt bad for
her. That's even more intimate, though. Like, I'm just going to spoon with you? What guy is just going to spoon with you? Like,
well, clearly
that's the worst.
Not him.
It would have been better, I think, if she said, I was trying to get some.
I agree.
Punk. And then walked out. Instead of like, I wanted to spoon with you for 5 minutes and you wouldn't want to spoon with me. Like, that is totally like something a guy does with his girl. Like, that's something you do with like your woman. Like, what guy is just going to hit it and then like, let's spoon, bro. I'm going to spoon with you now for 5 minutes. And I just try to send you home, like, what, last week? Get out of here.
Well, see, I think that was her whole thing. She just wanted us to think that that's all she wanted to do. She didn't want to whore herself out completely,
But she's already done that.
But you also but you also have to remember that a lot of times women say certain things, and you know that is going to lead up, you know, is going to lead further. So that was like a hint. Like, I want to spoon for 5 minutes, and then you know it's going to go down. And so that was kind of like a hint. I'm just, that's how it goes.
I think if they did spoon for 5 minutes, they would just sort of fallen asleep. They were both
drunk. They're pretty drunk.
And Mike is in the room. But it's also the fact, too, I think she just misses, like, intimacy and being affectionate with someone, whether it's just spooning or not.
Kevin would have not just gone to sleep if he was interested and wanted to do something with her. Drunk or not, we know how to
finish. Well, he didn't want to do anything. That's why he shut it down.
Well, that's my point. But you're saying that, you know, even if it was just spooning, they probably would have just went to bed. Yeah. You know, it more would have happened.
Yeah, that bed is too small.
Do you think that he's just not attracted to her at all anymore because of what went down last week?
I think he's being trying to be more strategic in the game
and
now
getting his head together.
Yeah, he tried to send her home already.
Mm-hmm. You think so? You think that's what his whole strategy is?
He was like, okay, I did that, and it's time for her to go home.
And then didn't Kevin also specify after that it happened that it was basically just, you know, it was
drunk.
He was drunk, the liquor was talking, and it was something that he wanted to do at that moment. Mm-hmm, in which when they had the conversation later, when Erica confronted him about the whole ordeal, you know, he said, well, I figured, let's not make decisions when we're drunk. Let's make decisions when we're sober. And so he said
bad decisions.
But what was also interesting from this whole thing, now let's talk about Joy.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say, it's ironic that Joy was called the tease. She should have been called the drama queen on tonight's episode. Because
every week's episode.
Well, that's true. You're right. The last couple of weeks' episode. Because she's bringing all the drama.
The drama tease.
But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So continue.
Well, I mean, she obviously started off with initially the fight, I guess, with Mike. Mm-hmm. And she kind of dipped her 2 cents into the fight between Mike and who was in that fight as well?
It was Kevin and Erica.
Oh, Kevin and Erica, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And she gave her 2 cents. And then Mike made a comment. She jumps on Mike. And, you know, she's a ball of fire.
What happened was Mike told everyone in the house except for Erica that Kevin was basically not interested. And then so she jumped in saying that you as a guy, that's not your place to speak on his behalf. If Kevin is not interested in Erica, then Kevin needs to be a man and needs to say something. Mm-hmm. Which in some aspects, she's right about that. But again, Joy always wants to, it seems like Joy and Mike always have something to say. It started ever since the first, I guess, for like the first week or two,
right,
where it's like Mike says something, Joy has something to say. Yeah. Mike has, it's just constantly. So she had to get hers in, and she makes a valid point, but
she does.
It was a little self-righteous.
But it was.
I think, you know, everybody has a right to their opinion. There's nothing else going on in that house except for all the situations and all the interaction that's going on. So if everybody is talking about another situation on the side, then what's wrong with him giving his opinion about a particular situation, especially somebody that's the closest person to him in the house?
And especially when he even told the girl, look, you need to get out.
Right.
And actually, this time I never took it as Mike speaking for Kevin. It was just his opinion. And everyone has a right to an opinion. Joy gives her opinion every week.
All the time. Yeah.
Yes. Well, and then in terms of that argument, then she also brought in the fact of Kevin's a father, and then that kind of
He has a daughter situation.
Yeah. You know, how is he treating her like this when he has a daughter? And then everyone was kind of like, oh. They backed off, and then Gene was like, don't go there. And then Joy stormed off, went to her room, closed the door.
She does that a lot.
Not the door, the curtain. She closed the curtain and the door. Then what I found extremely entertaining was then when Gene, frustrated, you know, goes and lies down in bed. Stephanie joins and pops in right next to him. Oh, hi, Stephanie's on the show. She's actually on the show, guys. So she pops into bed next to Gene. And the best part was when Joy, like in the dark, gets out of bed, goes to the curtain, opens it up. Stares across the glass windows or whatever, and just watches them, and then comes out saying, y'all can keep talking. You can sleep in your bed. I'll go sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
It was like, I thought that was entertaining.
It was like, Thank you, Joy. It was like the angry girlfriend or wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was very upset with Gene at that moment.
And Stephanie did get a little touch.
She touched that knee. I saw that.
When we were watching, you're like, oh, look at her touch his knee.
Is that going to be the new booty call on the show, Stephanie and Gene?
Oh, gosh.
A little strategy.
Yeah.
A little strategy.
She's looking for a little more FaceTime these days.
Right. Yeah. She's trying to stay in the game.
She's trying to stay relevant.
Yeah, she's trying to stay relevant. Yeah. But then, so that all happened. Then she did go to the couch. Right. Then Joy, she does not like to get out of drama. She likes to create it and get in the middle of it. Erica comes back in. She reports to Erica saying, Mike's telling everybody that Kevin is uninterested. Then there's like almost like a little meeting between Kevin, Mike, Joy, and Erica, and Jeffrey sitting there laughing during the whole thing. And then it all comes out where Joy calls out Mike in front of Erica. Erica calls him out. And then Kevin's like, we already had our conversation. Don't worry about all that. We know what's going on between the two of us, and that's all that matters.
All right.
Do you think Kevin handled that appropriately?
I'm going to be honest with you. Joy had a point. Personally, I think he had a point, or she had a point about Kevin. I think he should have just stepped up and said, this is how he really feels. Because he could have manned up a little bit. But I, on the flip side of that, I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth. I also know that he was probably like, let me stay out of this drama because I'm going to let Joy and Mike and everybody else fight, and I'm just going to stay quiet, and then I'll pull Erica to the side and give my little 2 cents and cover my tracks.
Mm-hmm. Right. Speaking of 2 cents, next time you guys go online to go shopping at Amazon.com, go to AfterBuzzTV.com and click on the banner, the Amazon banner at the top of the page. It gives us a little kickback here since we don't get paid to do this or whatever or whatnot. And it's no extra expense to you at home. So, again, go to AfterBuzzTV.com, click the Amazon button at the top of the page, and then go shopping. Back to 2 cents.
Yeah.
2 cents.
But spend more than 2 cents. Yeah, 2 cents. Spend $1, definitely. $5, $10. So continuing. So the whole thing with Joy, as you stated last week, that Joy is in the center of all.
Think about
the
it.
Drama.
Every fight Absolutely. On the show kind of stems back to Joy. Mm-hmm. She's involved in every fight. She even then, at one point in tonight's show, was saying, I don't know, I think I might be in the bottom two because people are sick of me fighting with everybody. Yeah. She knows she's doing it.
Yeah.
Is it strategy? Is it her personality? Is it that's she just likes fighting? I think it's kind of
I'm thinking it's personality.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what kind of strategy it would be because she kind of makes herself look, you know, like a fool a little bit.
I think, like
we said, the drama queen.
I think she's a true drama queen, and she just likes to keep things up. And I think also she doesn't like Mike.
Yeah.
So anytime that you're in a house, you know, when you guys are in a house and you have nothing, you're just in the house, you know, that one person that you don't like can annoy you even more. So anytime they say something, you're going to always have something to say to them just because they get on your nerves.
She'll pick a fight with him whenever she gets
absolutely,
the opportunity.
Any chance she can.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we tend to fight with people that we're a lot alike. So maybe her and Mike are very similar that we kind of see. They're both very opinionated.
That's true.
And I'm not going to say Mike is sensitive, but they're very opinionated. So maybe that's why they butt heads so much.
Yeah.
And we saw a little sensitivity from Mike tonight, actually.
Yeah. Not with the kids.
Yeah,
we're
looking at his kids.
For a quick minute, but then he got himself together.
He went back to Mike mode.
He was like, oh, you know, I feel like I'm disappointing my kids. And then Kevin came in and he kind of snapped out of it. We didn't see him cry because we thought we were going to see it for a minute.
But I thought I was going to see a tear. Yeah. I did. I thought I was going to see a tear.
I didn't think I was going to see a tear.
I thought I was going to see Pauly D in that picture.
Oh, too funny.
Okay, so let's go in. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, did we go into Joy? We went into the little thing with Joy and Gene, but did we go into the part about her saying that she's not his? He said that she was basically on the show to be his.
Oh,
his,
yeah.
His lady.
Gotta bring
his
that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so,
right.
And that caused a lot of tension and drama in his show.
Break
as
that
well.
Down again.
So basically, you know, Gene went back and was talking to Stephanie, right? And he was saying what had happened and why, you know, they were talking in the room about what happened, and Joy was overhearing it. And he basically mentioned that Joy came in the room and he basically said, listen, you know, I don't want you to leave. You know, I need you to be around here. You're my lady. You're my concubine.
Concubine.
And she got irate over that comment.
Right.
You know, she did not like that comment at all. Storms out of the room, kind of joking. But
you want to explain what that is?
Well, did he say that? Did he say you're not my kind? Or did she say?
She said
I'm
it.
Not, yeah, I think she said it.
Oh, she said it?
Yeah, because he was like, he's pretty much inferring that the viewers are keeping her there for him.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm not, then she hit him with the pillow. I'm not your concubine. This isn't a harem, blah, blah, blah.
Well, explain what it is.
A concubine? Let me see. Let me pull a picture up. A concubine is let me see. I guess it's sort of like a kept women of royalty from Back in the day?
It's kind of like a harem.
Yeah, harem-esque.
Yeah. Erica got a kick out of that comment. She was laughing the whole time.
Brothel-esque.
Well, she's going to laugh every chance she gets when things are not about her. Because, I mean, she was embarrassed, so she needed something to laugh at.
But that's one of the bigger pictures of that whole Gene comment is it seems like there's this sentiment in the house that everyone thinks Gene is just getting way too cocky. He's getting over cocky and thinking that America is everything's for him in the show. Right. And like that, for example, they're keeping you in, babies, because it's helping me out and you're my girl.
Right.
And that was then other comments are made. Gene is just getting cocky. He's getting, too comfortable in this game. He's making weird decisions, that sort of thing.
And so let's move forward, though, because we were going to move to Gene and Jeffrey anyway. So now speaking in reference to Gene, one of the things that we noticed that they finally showed when Gene voted last week, because they didn't show it, but they showed it this episode, that he actually voted for Kevin. And so Gene has voted for that particular alliance with Jeffrey and that whole little clique. Mm-hmm. He's voted for those for whoever they voted for, he's voted for that for the past 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. Yet he always says, I don't make my decision to vote until a couple of minutes before, and that's just how I play it.
Yeah.
And so, totally.
You sound like you don't believe that.
I think he's playing them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to stay neutral because in most reality shows, it's always good not to pick a side yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's in some ways it's smart. But now that it's coming down to the wire, they're going to find out. And so I think they're starting to figure out that he's fake. He's has motives.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think with Gene, he's, like you said, he cast and threw his stone in his vote a different way last week.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really, why does it matter? Like, in terms of why would he do that? He's already clearly in the majority side. And it's just to kind of put it out there, like, no, I'm not in that majority alliance. I do my own thing. That's, I think, what people are saying. Like, he's being cocky. Mm-hmm. He thinks he can do whatever he wants to do. And it's not going to matter because America loves him. Or Gene thinks America loves him. And that sort of thing. And to the idea of him trying to play both sides of the house, everyone sees through it.
Right. And then
everyone sees through it.
And then last week when they when Jeffrey's alliance team, confronted him, he was like, and, this discussion never needs to be ever mentioned again. And it's just like, OK, dude, like, just if you voted, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Say who you voted for.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be able to figure it out.
In the conversation where that was revealed was Jeffrey said to Kevin and Mike, Gene was the one that voted for Kevin. So then that's the idea of also last week we saw Jeffrey sit down in a room with Kevin and Mike saying, I'm open to discussions.
Exactly.
If you guys want to have discussions across these alliances.
Right.
So Jeffrey is also a small part of him playing both sides of the house as well.
Double agent.
Yeah, he's absolutely. And he sits back and he laughs and he watches while everything goes on. The only time that he ever had his ever put his two cents in, of course, with the whole thing with the Mormon and the property. Mm-hmm. That's the only time that we ever seen him a couple weeks ago. But he pretty much sits back and he laughs.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, honestly.
Someone's phone's going off.
I hear you guys, but I'm actually not upset with the way that Gene and Jeffrey are playing the game, because by not defining where they're at, it allows them to be able to confuse the other players. Mm-hmm. The other players really can't figure them out yet.
Right.
Where everybody else, you pick a side, you know that side. But with those two, they haven't really technically explain what side they're on, so it keeps everything in a little bit of a mystery, which to me, it allows them a little bit of a window to flip it when they need to flip it. So, I mean, it could work against them eventually, but I also think that it could also work in their advantage, because down the line, as players are getting eliminated, they're not picking sides. I think it could also work to their advantage.
Well,
go ahead.
I think the cocky thing is playing somewhat of a factor with Gene. I don't know if you guys remember, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, when he asked America if he was looked at more of as a villain or a hero.
Right.
So I think that might have propel his ego a little bit and think, oh, America looks at me like I'm a hero. I'm the savior. I'm the Captain Save a Girl.
Right.
I'm always saving Joy from these atrocities of people ganging up on her and blah, blah, blah. So I think he really is feeling himself to a certain degree.
Right.
Now, so I think he's showing his hand a little more. And yeah. I think the guys are starting to catch on to it. Now, Jeffrey is actually playing the double agent role really well. As the leader from one side, mm-hmm. he is going to Kevin and Mike and saying, look, guys, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Yeah. And acting like he wants to go over there and, you know, maybe cross alliances or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then going back to his side and saying, yeah, I tricked him time.
Yeah.
He's really playing both sides.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, this to me is how he's playing it very intellectually. I think after the whole thing with Kevin, I think he's like, you know what? You're not down with Prop 8. Well, this Prop 8, and you know what, is going to beat you at this game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's had his mindset since then mm-hmm. that he can dupe this guy. He can dupe him and then say, what now? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, guess who you got beat by?
Right,
a Prop 8, blah, blah, blah. And I bet you he's going to come back around full circle with that.
Thaddeus, that's a good point. I think for Jeffrey, I think it's working well for him. But I think for Gene, it's not going to work well for him because
right. –
one of the things that they do in the house is they all talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can, like Jeffrey goes to Kevin and Mike. He gets information from them and then he goes. So Jeffrey can always figure out, like I'm sure Gene didn't tell him who he voted for, but Jeffrey can figure it out based off going, whispering,
yeah.
who did you vote for, get the pen and pad and then figure mm-hmm. it out.
Right.
And so for Jeffrey, I think it works. For Gene, I think it's going to catch up to him.
Yeah, because like you guys have said, Jeffrey's in the position where his entire alliance completely trust him, and he's being
right.
fully apparent with them.
Right.
When you have that transparency in the game with your alliance, they're going to completely trust you. They're going to know that, okay, yeah, he is talking to other people, but it's okay. We know what he's talking about. Whereas they're grasping for straws. It's like, we have Jeffrey, yes.
Exactly.
But it's really, they don't have him, but when they need him and he needs them, it'll be working in his favor.
Exactly.
You know, that sort of thing, which is, I agree. I think Jeffrey right now is playing a really smart game,
right.
whereas in the beginning, we all thought Stephanie was the one playing the smartest game,
right.
but I agree with you, Thaddeus, that it seems like he's playing a really good game.
Yeah.
Out of those two, he's playing the better of the game because
mm-hmm.
you can never let the cockiness get in your head because you're going to get in trouble every time with
that's
that.
True.
You know, if Gene mellows it out a little bit, maybe, you know, he get back to where he was. But yeah, he is getting a little bit too cocky with that. I do agree.
Well, I don't think Jeffrey's going to win, so. Whatever.
I don't know. After tonight, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's kissing the girls. He's playing both sides.
Yeah, he's making big moves.
I'll give my reason and predictions why I don't think he's going to go that far.
All right.
And so let's go now to the challenge.
Yeah, before we get to the challenge, one big thing in terms of we love having everybody watch the show, so we want you guys to definitely go to iTunes and rate and comment our after show. We enjoy coming here every week, and your comments and ratings really help us improve our shows and have more fun with each other. And if you heard it from a friend, tell your friends to watch us and listen to us. It's really quick to download the show in less than a minute. So definitely download the shows, spread it to your friends, and really help us by rating and commenting. So thank you guys so much.
And there is one more other thing that you guys can download, and that's this new app called The Podcast. And jumping, piggybacking off the whole iTunes things, what this app does is when you download the podcast, it organizes all of your subscriptions. So if you guys download this app, which there's been a lot of people that's downloading this app, mm-hmm. all of your subscriptions, they will organize it for you, and it just makes everything better for you. So again, please go to iTunes and the podcast, and please rate and comment not only us but all the other shows on AfterBuzzTV.com.
Right. Next up, we have the captains being revealed, the two lowest vote getters this week.
Yes.
It was Stephanie and Mike. And it seemed like the entire house, and I myself was a little shocked that Stephanie, Miss Queen of the house that we've thought for a while that people like, and everyone in the house ever since she told her kind of sob story always thought Stephanie's in the top of the game, we got to mm-hmm. take her out because if she stays in the game she's going to win. But lo and behold, this week Stephanie is the lowest vote getter, not
lowest,
one of the
yeah.
two, but
the
it's revealed lowest. That Stephanie is the lowest vote getter in the game. So what do you guys think about Stephanie being the lowest vote getter out of everyone in the house?
I was just saying
something that you blatantly said when we were watching it.
Mm-hmm.
You said Stephanie's born.
Yeah. I think she's been boring. Yeah. Not necessarily, I don't think she's boring, but we haven't seen her on the show.
Right.
We haven't seen her getting involved in anything. She's kind of a periphery player the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And even after this all goes down, she even says, well, I'm not involved in the drama. I'm not involved in any of this craziness. Maybe I should start getting involved in the drama, you know? And
exactly.
Where is she? Yeah. She hasn't been around the last 2 weeks, and it's kind of, I think, in this type of show, if you don't see her, you're not going to remember. What is, besides that story we heard a couple weeks ago, what else do you remember Stephanie for?
We don't.
We don't. Yeah, I mean, initially we had this conversation. I thought that she was going to be one of the top players just because of how she started off the first couple episodes. I think now she definitely has to go show more of her personality. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, when America's voting, they're going to be looking for who stands out. Mm-hmm. And right now she is taking a backpedal to standing out on the show.
Right. She's flying under the radar.
She's flying under the
way
radar.
Too much.
Well, maybe she will step it up next week. I mean, you saw her come in and talk to Gene after the big blow up with Joy and Mike. So maybe she'll get a little more involved. I think being involved but staying neutral has been like what Jeffrey and Gene have been doing. It's kind of like a strategy that she can employ for herself instead of just being a non-factor and think she's going to sneak by.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. You're not going to just sneak by in this game. You got to be involved but remain neutral to a certain degree.
Agree. And also with her situation, you have the other two. You have, there's four women. You have Joy and you have Erica, who are the mouthy ones who get all the attention, who causes all the drama. And then you have Andrea, but she's in alliance with Kevin and Mike. So you always see her talking and being involved. And then we don't see Stephanie doing anything. So therefore, out of the women, she's the lowest on the totem pole because, you know, we don't see her. Versus Jeffrey, who he stays out of things, but he's always in the mix some kind of way. So she, I don't know. I don't think her personality is like Erica or Joy's to where she can get in the mix of something. So she's going to have to do something.
Yeah,
you know,
she's gonna have to cry more.
She even made the comment of, you know, when she was lying in bed and she started tearing up and getting emotional, that, you know, she asked the viewers a couple weeks ago, should she be open about her life and closed? And that's when she shared her story.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, naturally in life, she's realizing, having kind of almost this life analysis and epiphany in the show, where she tends to shut down and close down. And on a show like this, that's not going to help you. That's not going to gain you votes. It's not going to get people to warm up to you and be interested in you. And like you said, out of the women in the house, she's doing the least of being involved in any sort of activity. Everyone in the house loves her. She's probably the person you'd pick to trust your life with or be, you know, the best friend, but that's not going to get you votes.
I mean, honestly, I like Stephanie. I mean, I think she's great. One of the smartest players overall, but she just needs to show more of a personality. That I would hate to see her go home because of that fact, because she is a smart player.
I mean, she's a scientist.
Right. Well, outside of that, I mean, I think that she's somebody that everybody can probably relate to if she lets more of her personality out.
I think her personality, I think she's
showing it.
I think she's a scientist.
I think,
you know, I don't see her at the bar, frequenting the bar, just hanging out.
I don't know. I think she's
doing shots. Maybe once a quarter. I don't see it once a week. You know, I don't see her. I don't see that from her.
But speaking of her being a scientist and seeing her personality, it really showed. So when she and Mike were captains, you know, Mike had a strategy of how he was going to pick the team. First of all, he didn't want his homeboy Kevin on the team, because he didn't want, if they lose, for one of them to be in limbo.
Yeah.
And so he picked Mike picked Gene, Jeffrey, and Andrea.
Yep.
Said it right.
Said it right.
Andrea.
You should get a clap for that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marissa, our producer tonight.
And then Stephanie picked Erica, Joy, and Kevin. And so I think, speaking of personality, we really saw the personality, because the challenge that they had to decide clues to answer the final question. And so she was like, I'm very good with puzzles, and she nailed it.
But what is that? Is that showing her being smart or her personality? Like, I'm kind of agreeing with Thaddeus. Like, yes, she showed in the challenge she's very smart, and she did the challenge very well and guided her team well. I guess that's her personality. It's still kind of not boring, but it's she's smart.
I think she'll be doing a lot better if she looked like Taylor Swift.
Oh, gosh.
What does that have to do with
her? Where did that come from?
That, I disagree. I don't think it has anything to do with her looks in terms of how she's doing the game.
No, I mean, just that the looks coupled with the brain would help. That's what I'm saying. Like, you look at this girl like Taylor Swift, you're like, oh my gosh, she's intelligent. She writes all these songs. She's a little bit nerdy, a little bit quirky, but she's hot too at the same time. I think if Stephanie had a little bit.
Okay, I'm...
Anyway, so...
We're veering off the subject.
My whole point is, I think that plays somewhat of a factor. Like, you saw a little bit of her personality when they were doing the whole, what was it, the high school persona breakdown?
Yeah, the
and she
nerd.
Was like, yeah. And I'm the nerd. And she was giving the breakdowns. And mm-hmm. you can see a little bit of that in her.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
then,
for sure.
But then again, you're like, she doesn't look like Holly, though.
This... Well, what I thought was interesting, too, about Holly's gone. Yeah.
Exactly.
What was interesting too, though, this was the first time where one of the captains was in the opposing alliance. This was the first time where it wasn't the, what I like to call like the strategic alliance of the Kevin, Andrea, and Mike. Mm-hmm. This is the first time where the people who have been running the show for the last 6 weeks, one of their own was in the bottom two, the bottom person. So I think that was kind of a wake up call for them that anybody can be in the bottom two and that sort of thing. And, it was interesting, but what did you guys think of the actual challenge?
Well, actually, before that, we should recap who the teams are. So the teams were, Mike's team was Gene, Jeffrey, and
Andrea.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you say it every time, because now I'm going to start messing it up. And then Stephanie's team was Erica, Joy, and Kevin. So that's what started the process.
Yep.
And Kevin said that he was not going to throw the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he wasn't going to throw the challenge. Now, speaking of throwing the challenge, on Mike's team, Gene and Jeffrey were running neck and neck. They simply didn't care. So Jeffrey was the puzzle solver, and then I'm sorry.
Gene was the puzzle solver.
Yeah. He solved the puzzle, and then Jeffrey was on the wheel, and Jeffrey was like, you know. He couldn't blatantly do it, but he was purposely, making his hands kind of like miss the little big Wheel of Fortune wheel.
Yeah. In terms of the challenge, I thought the challenge itself was cool. It was where one person was solving a puzzle, one person was overlooking this wheel where two people were on it. They had to listen to commands, spin the wheel to get a code that referred to a symbol or a letter, and then those symbols and letters had to be deciphered into clues that then had to be deciphered into a common clue. So it was a pretty cool challenge in terms of many steps. Many parts, and like what you're saying, Gene and Jeffrey, you have to have all the moving parts to successfully do this in a good time. Mm-hmm. Whereas Stephanie's team did that, and then Mike's team with Gene and Jeffrey did not do that. You had Gene walking very slowly, messing up the symbols. Jeffrey, at one point where he's supposed to be spinning the wheel to help decipher the clues, wasn't even spinning. Andrea was spinning completely.
And Jeffrey,
he had his arms crossed or whatever.
Jeffrey's laying on his back with his arms crossed, and it's like, wow. But
Jeffrey said at the beginning of that challenge that he didn't want to really do much. He didn't care.
Yeah.
Where I don't think Gene was trying to throw the challenge. I felt like Gene was in it to play. He may have been running slow or maybe not as fast as Mike wanted him to play, but I never felt like he was throwing it. But Jeffrey, I felt at the beginning, he was sort of throwing it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to jump on the other side. I think Jeffrey was... He wasn't intentional. He was doing it a little bit. And by him moving just a little bit slow will make people think that, he wasn't moving it. He wasn't throwing it. And maybe he just can't move fast. But I felt like he could have moved faster. And so I think he threw it. And that was his way of pretending like he wasn't.
Jeffrey?
So, I almost said a cuss word. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm sorry. I think he threw it.
You think he threw it?
Jeffrey, obviously, because he said he was a Gene. I think Gene was trying to throw the challenge without making it seem like he was trying to throw it.
Right.
But one of the things that I did think was smart was rather than try to go through every clue,
he took
the main ones and then he was able to figure it out based off of just a couple clues. Also, Mike mess it up himself because he was messing up on the colors.
Mm-hmm.
He was.
So they were just a mess.
Yeah,
overall.
He tried to blame Gene a little bit too much, but he had his part in.
But yeah, he should have. I still think
he's colorblind. He's old. You know, cut him a break.
No, gosh.
Leave the old guy alone.
Well, you know, men can be color. All men could be colorblind. You could be young. And
one thing I think that was interesting too, though, in terms of the puzzle, like you said, Gene, when the first line, he said, "Oh, I'm going to get the first two parts of it. I'm going to get the last part, and then try and figure out the clue without having all the pieces to go quicker."
Because he was trying to say,
"I like that a lot. That was great. That was smart. That was good." But then, like you said, from there it just kind of went downhill. Slow moving pieces falling off the board the entire time. Colors being misread. Yeah. It was just a mess.
It was a mess.
Yeah. Once we saw how Stephanie completely just ran through the puzzle.
Yeah.
They didn't have a chance.
Yeah. And then Gene at the end said, "Oh, the answer's Las Vegas. How do you spell Las Vegas?"
He did say
and
that.
Then Mike was like, "Oh boy."
And then he didn't know who was the leader of the Brat Pack. So
Out of all the challenges that they've done in these last 6 weeks, this has been my favorite though.
Cool challenge.
Yeah. It was I was entertained the entire time. I was like, "Man, I wanna do this challenge."
Yeah,
we have a team right here. Because Thaddeus was guessing, you were guessing, were guessing. I'm like, this is my team on a night that I have a game night. You guys are all invited.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like Wheel of Fortune 2012. That's what it was.
It was.
Mm-hmm. That voice.
Mm-hmm. Passe Jack. Vanna White.
Okay, Limbo. Mm-hmm. And so the vote.
Mm-hmm,
so now Jeffrey decided that he wanted to throw himself into the limbo because he's more popular and that he could beat Mike.
Yeah.
I personally love this decision. I think that it is risky.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is something that makes me want to vote for Jeffrey. And Jeffrey even said that. He's like, "The viewers are getting bored. This is something they would like. Like, let's do this, you know? Right. Like, well, they don't want to see us completely controlling the game and not taking risks and moves. Like, let's throw myself in there, take the risk. Hopefully I'll come back and Mike will be gone. Then that means that Andrea and Kevin can be captains next week." I personally... Finally, that was the only part of strategy kind of that we saw in tonight's episode. I love strategy. I liked it. I think it's risky. It could backfire. I don't think it will, but I liked it.
I would love it if it did backfire. I don't think it will, but I think it was genius.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get into predictions, but it was definitely a genius move by Jeffrey and the team for that. But I would love it if next week it did backfire a little bit.
That is. What did you love that?
Yeah, he's playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy is—he's playing the game. He got all his emotions out of his system. You know, first couple of weeks, he's playing the game. He's having fun. He's entertaining the viewers. He's my favorite character right now to watch on this show.
Jeffrey?
Yes, he's my favorite guy to watch right now. Ever since Alex got kicked off, sorry.
I love Alex.
Alex was great, but you know, Jeffrey, you know, it's kind of. He kind of like sat back for like a week or so and kind of just like broke everybody. You can tell like to himself, like analyzed everybody, broke them down. I was like, okay. And then he found a position for himself, kind of positioned himself and kind of he's, you know, working with what he's got. He's working with what he's got better than everybody else right now. Everybody else is okay, what are we going to do? And blah, blah, blah. It's just like this anxious, you know, type of tone and vibe. Whereas Jeffrey knows his own mind and has figured everybody out, and he's playing everybody like a chessboard.
Right and now to add to that, being a risk taker, I respect that as a gamer. You want to respect someone who's going to throw themselves in the line of fire, come back and control the game, basically. Yeah.
Well, speaking of risk and throw and risk and come back, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and we are taking a major risk that you're going to stick around and be here for us when we come back.
No risk. Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man. No, I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. You know, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee! What a feeling! I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. and tell them the old Woolly Bear sent you.
All right. Mm-hmm. And so we're back. And so now we got some news and gossip.
TV News.
All right. The ratings are in again since last week's fifth week episode of The Glass House, ABC. It seems that Glass House took second against its network rivals. It came right under Hawaii Five-0. But unfortunately, that's a rerun. So, you know, it's still doing okay. It came in at 2.350 million viewers. So the show is staying even. It dropped a little bit, but it's still, you know, keeping its rotation. So the first was at that time slot for 10 p.m. was Hawaii Five-0, then Glass House, and after that was Grimm.
So what do you guys think about that? It's just, it's not moving.
You predicted it would go up to 5 million. Are you going to stay true to that?
I'm a fan of the show, and I'm hoping that it can do 5 million.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to do 5 million, but it's
maybe the finale.
It's staying steady.
Well, you know what? Maybe if your girl Taylor Swift come on to the finale, then maybe...
Taylor.
No.
She had a special jingle.
It's interesting because now... Now we're in a time period where Big Brother has started in terms of ratings, and Big Brother's on 3 days a week. Big Brother has loyal fans, and I'm not sure if the drop in the ratings has anything to do with Big Brother, but Big Brother's having an explosive start to its season in terms of controversy and that sort of stuff. Right. So I'm not sure if that's affecting Glass House. But sure, I think what we've established as fans of Glass House is this is a completely different show. Right. Even though it has similar makings, it's completely different, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's probably the competition of Glass House going on, and I actually have to say that I think the episodes are getting a little bit better.
Yeah,
so
they're good.
I'm looking forward to the next 4 weeks that we have left to see where this all goes.
Yeah.
So there, maybe you'll get your 5 million. I don't know.
I'm hoping.
Yeah. Well, earlier I talked about how going on iTunes to rate and comment on our show. So we want to give a shout out to Mariah Therese and North of Eden. Both gave us some comments on some feedback on our show. We really appreciate. North of Eden said that she loves watching and or listening to our show as much as she loves watching, you know, the actual show itself. So thank you for your comments. We love it. Yay.
Yeah. Was there one from YouTube too?
From me? Oh, the YouTube
Well, basically,
one.
YouTube just said they all loved Bam.
Yeah.
All right, what's
That's
up with that?
That's why he wants us to talk about it.
That's why he wants us to talk about it.
Can me?
You know?
Bam!
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
No, there were some great comments on YouTube. It was a lot of talking about the players, and we love those comments as well because it helps us to kind of, you know what you guys are thinking as you're listening to the episodes.
Yeah. And I really didn't know that. I thought there were comments. So just disclaimer. I'm not trying to be like, you know, Holly.
You're not trying to be like Gene?
Or Gene, yeah.
Yeah, we got our own Gene in here.
Checks in the mail.
No, we love Bam.
Okay, and then so predictions now, right? Predictions will...
Yeah, I don't even know. Got to think about
it. Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So let's start with Justin.
We are in week 6. I'm going to keep my prediction the same every week. The lowest vote getter that goes into limbo will go home. Mike will go home. Jeffrey will come back. I think that's one of the things that we've consistently seen. Will this be the first week where the lowest vote getter in limbo does not stay in the game? I don't think so. I would kind of be entertained and amused if that happened. But I don't think it's going to happen. Bye-bye, Mike. I think Kevin's going to need to find a new bromance on the show.
Dario.
I'm going to jump on the Justin wagon.
It's the logic wagon.
It's a logic, very strategic way of thinking that Justin has. Mike's gone. In fact, I'm going to do it like the way they do it on Glass House. I'm going to form.
Oh.
Wow.
Do that again.
I love that.
Wow. Thank you for the sound effect, Bam.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
All right, Thaddeus, what's your prediction?
That's classic. I love that. Oh my goodness.
We need to start doing that with our predictions.
We should.
You better come up with yours. Who are you throwing your stone at?
I'm going to have to do it like Gene, and then, you know.
Go rip the heart out. Boom, 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 boom.
And say that Mike is going to go home. Mike is, you know how Mike is. Everybody knows who Mike is. I watch the show. So Jeffrey's going to come back. And Jeffrey is going to crush Kevin. This is what the viewers want to see. Okay. They want to see Jeffrey come back and crush Kevin.
Okay. Not this viewer. Heart. My vote is for Jeffrey.
To go.
Wow.
To
go. One out of four.
You think there's going to be a complete switcheroo this week?
Yeah, I think sometimes when you make a bold move like that, it can come back and bite you. And so I think that Jeffrey is going to go home.
You really think America is going to want to keep Mike over Jeffrey?
Yeah, because you have to remember, because I hate the way that they vote anyway. And so Jeffrey could be number three for all we know.
True.
So, well, anyway, you guys, thank you for watching. Let's all give out our Facebook and Twitter handles. So, Dario, where'd you go?
I'm at Dario Christen, DerialChriston, and same name under Facebook.
At Justin F. Walter, JUSTIN F. Walter, WALTER.
At Club Thaddeus, CLUB, club, like going to the club, Thaddeus, THADDEUS.
U.S. Hey, and I'm Bam Erickson. That's BAMMERICSCN. You guys can follow me on Facebook or Twitter. We want to thank you guys for tuning in to another episode here at AfterBuzz TV for ABC's reality, The Glass House. We'll talk to you later.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Those are the hosts only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.